Welcome. My name is Sarah Bamford Seidelman, and I want to welcome you to this guided meditation, Finding Your Way and Owning Your Gifts. I want to invite you to lie down and relax, and to begin by connecting with your breath as it ebbs and flows. Just notice any and all tension in your body and do your best to let that go. I want you to imagine that you are lying on the earth and your body is sinking just ever so slightly into the softness of the ground. And the earth is reaching back towards you to support you. And now just checking in with your breath again and your body. Is there any small adjustment you could make to be 10% more relaxed or comfortable? Inviting you to make that adjustment now. Good. So I want to invite you to think of a moment that you're most proud of, whether it's at work or in your personal life. This isn't necessarily your biggest win, but it's the thing that while you were doing it made you feel really good. When was it that you were at your very best? Personally or professionally. And I want you to imagine this moment in as much detail as you can, sensually. What did it feel like in your body? What were you seeing with your eyes? What were you hearing or noticing? What did you just know as it was happening? Good. So thank you for dipping into that memory. Now I want to invite you to leave that memory and we're going to go 5 years into the future. I want you to imagine that life is good, you're living your life on purpose, your body feels vibrant and alive, you feel full of light, and good things are happening. And in this future time, 5 years in the future, you receive a phone call from one of Oprah's television producers. And she is asking you to come to be a part of a show that Oprah's creating on her network because of your unique background and life experience. You agree to come to the taping of the show because, well, it's Oprah. And you know that whatever it is, you're trusting it's going to be good. So the day arrives of the taping, and after a brief session in hair and makeup, you look marvelous, by the way. The producer explains to you that they have gathered a studio audience who has read your bio and your background and is interested in you and what you have to say. The audience is filled with your people who are dying to hear your message. The producer explains that in a few minutes you'll be led on stage. And she wants you to share, in a few words, the one thing that you want this group of people to know. What is most important? Maybe a favorite quote comes to mind. Or maybe there's a motto you live by. Whatever it is, you get clear on on this thing that you have to share. And a few moments later, knees knocking, you stride out onto the stage and look out into the expectant eyes of your people. And you know, as soon as you make eye contact with one person after another, that these people are your people, and you relax. And then you begin to share with them this one thing from the deepest place in your heart. The one thing you believe that they need to know most. And you explain just a little bit about why what you're sharing with them is so close to your heart. Maybe it's something that happened to you, or someone you love. But you share this detail as well. As you finish, the audience cheers and claps, and you see nods of recognition, and a few hands reach up to wipe a tear away. They heard your message. As you stride off stage, Oprah comes to greet you and thanks you for being part of this. She hugs you and then reaches behind her and hands you a beautifully wrapped present. She says it's to honor your gift to the world. As you open the elaborately wrapped box, you discover a beautiful object that perfectly represents your soul's most precious medicine. You hold it in your hands, marveling at it. Then Oprah hugs you one last time before she goes and whispers, "You got this, kiddo. We need you to do this beautiful work you do." Now taking a deep breath and slowly coming back to your body and this room, I'm inviting you just to wiggle your fingers and toes. And to take a few moments to journal about this message that you shared. And to ask yourself, are you living that message that you shared with the crowd in your life now? If not, can you journal about what's holding you back? What would it look like for you to be living that message? Can you distill this message into one line? This message is the essence, contains the essence of your most meaningful work. So if you can find ways to embody this message every day, no matter what your circumstances currently are, you will be bringing more meaning to your life. I also want to invite you to bring an image of the gift that you received that honored your soul's medicine. Maybe you know exactly what this soul medicine is you possess, or maybe it's still mysterious. I want you to remain curious about this. And if you happen to see this symbol, this object, this beautiful object out there in the world, to pay attention, because it may be showing you something important. Thank you for listening, and if you enjoyed this recording, I heartily encourage you to come visit me at my website, sarahseidelman.com, where I have lots of resources, and I write about how to find your wings so that you can fly. Thank you.